It seems like yesterday. Or maybe it was a century ago. I was with her in the car park of the Vezzolano Abbey. It was raining and we were alone in the car, in the dark.
What's wrong?
Well, I have never done it.
I know, but don't worry, it will be fine anyway.
I no longer think about anything. She closes her eyes and her fever slowly increases. At a certain point she calls me love but never pronounces my name. I don't even understand if she realizes she is with me. Then suddenly she whispers in my ear,
I want you.
And it's like an electric shock in the spine. The time has come. I have a moment of panic, then I spread my arms and let myself fall into the void. A flash of heat suddenly pushes me up. I see her down there on the edge of an incomprehensible terror. I no longer think of myself and I couldn't either because I'm gone. I have disappeared in her. I'm her. I know exactly what is happening to her. I know where to take her and how. A vortex sucks me in. I retrace my whole life in the scream of the light and 9 months of sweet nothingness. She can't get out of that apnea of madness. She stays clinging to me. She says,
help me.
The whirlpool swallows her while I get up. I lift myself off the ground. My sturdy wings carry me higher and higher. I see the Abbey Bell Tower below me and I don't want to let her sink. I have to carry her with me. Then finally the takeoff. The flight. The vertigo. The tremendous beauty of her face. I count all the stars in the night as I land softly and give her what is left of me. She opens her eyes full of tears.
You are very good.
But I'm not very good. I'm nothing. I want to see her like this another 100, another 1,000 times. I'm 16. I can afford to start over right away. When we look at the clock, it is nearly 3 in the morning. I suddenly remember my mother. Everything seems unreal to me. Around 3:30, she leaves me in front of the gate of my house. Anxiety began to eat me up, and it doesn't stop until she asks me a question I've been waiting for an hour.
Is it okay with you if we see each other again?
I don't know what I tell her, but it must be very funny, because she bursts out laughing.